So how do you become a conscious creator? Today I want to share with you a powerful tool I used early on in my intuitive chef journey. This was passed down to me by my energy coach and mentor. And it's one of the most powerful, easiest tools I've ever used to help me, and it's helped many clients become conscious creators by bringing into our conscious mind what is actually running from behind, and it's running our experiences, and it's called 1 minute meditation. Over time, I've used this tool with other intentions as well. For instance, remembering how to breathe and coming present on demand. That will be in another recording. Another big bonus with this is with all that clutter cleared from my mind, that background noise, I can hear spirit very clearly, and this is the first step to being a clear channel. Quantum physics actually proved in the double slit experiment that what we focus on becomes. Actually, nothing happens until we focus on something. This proves the spiritual truth as well as science often does, that born of source creator, we are powerful creators. And as a thought of God, our most powerful creative tool is our thought. If you have a lot of unconscious thoughts running in the background, you are an unconscious creator. You're actually a prisoner of your mind and powerless to change your reality. You cannot change what you're not aware of. If you find yourself in a lifelong negative pattern that you can't seem to get out of, you are operating from unconscious programming. And the reality is, when you know who you truly are and who everyone is, a child of God, you would not choose suffering for yourself or anyone else. This process is super easy. If you work it, it works, and it goes like this. Dedicate a journal for this practice. You might want to title it Emotional Thought Journal. I have a blog on that. If you're interested, reach out and I'll send it to you. Set your intention to see any unconscious thinking based on old beliefs and childhood experiences that are not serving you now. Everything does serve until it doesn't. Our life is serving us. And then 3, set a timer to go off every waking hour to let you know it's time for 1 minute meditation. I set up meditations on Insight Timer. I love this free app for your phone. You can add a setup time too to get ready. That's really useful. 4, just focus on your breath. Breathe. Take big, deep belly breaths and exhale completely. And because you've invited these thoughts to come in, they're going to come in. And you're going to notice them and honor them. And then just go back to your breathing. And then 5, when you're finished, or at the end of the day, maybe you don't have time in that moment, sit with the thoughts that came in. If there was an emotional charge with any of those thoughts, then you have an emotion that needs to be allowed and felt and processed. It's a piece of you that you've actually stuffed down. You haven't digested it, and you haven't brought it back into the embrace of love. And this is necessary. So these thoughts will actually keep coming up until you do that. You can't bypass that. I get a lot of clients suffering from digestive issues with unprocessed emotions as the root cause. This process, another bonus is it's giving you a chance to clear these. So if you have the emotion, notice where you're feeling that in your body and breathe with it until you locate the place in your body where your breath constricts. That's where you're holding it. And then breathe love into that place, unconditional love, until that constriction and that uneasiness starts to release. It's very important that you stay out of judgment during this process. The thoughts that you're having are based in a belief you formed as a child at the level of understanding you had at that time. So it doesn't really make any sense to judge the child. And that's what we've been doing with all this emotional baggage all along. We've been judging the child. Okay, 6, realign the thought with what you want. You've only been thinking about what you don't want and you're afraid you're going to get it. For instance, you may have thoughts of lack based in an unworthiness or the belief that money is bad, the root of all evil, for instance. And you have lots of experiences in your life that prove that what you believe is right. We form these beliefs as children, and then we literally defend them with our very life. We keep creating the same experience over and over. So realign with the truth. And for instance, if it's lack, you might say, I am connected to the source of all abundance. You might say, abundance lives and breathes me. That is the truth. If you work this, it'll work, I know. It's worked for me and hundreds of clients. Dedicate 3 to 4 weeks to this practice. It takes about that long to undo a habit. At some point during this time, you're going to notice that the negative thoughts slow way down and then mostly stop. And conscious positive thinking starts to become your default. And now you can start creating what you want consciously. You become a conscious creator. And that doesn't mean you're not going to have negative thoughts, but they will stick out like a sore thumb and you'll start questioning them. Where are they coming from? Right? And then you'll honor them. And there's wisdom there. But you can always have a choice. When it's conscious, you have a choice to go ahead and realign that thought with the truth after you've observed it and you've asked of it. So I hope you find all of this helpful. And if you have any questions, reach out. Much love.